Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and now we're calling to conduct a short public opinion survey, and we'd like to get your opinion. The first question is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station or a newspaper, an advertising agency, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely going to vote, you're somewhat
definitely.
Likely to vote? Oh, definitely. All right. So that would be definitely. So with which political party are you registered? Would you say Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
All right. Since we want to ask like people with different diversities, which is your main racial background? Would you say African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or Caucasian or Hispanic?
White or Caucasian.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I prefer not to say.
All right, that's okay. So generally speaking, would you say things in the Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
maybe wrong track.
All right. So from the following list, which is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that should make your life, like, daily life better? Would you say crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, meaning sea level rise and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, or inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas?
All of the above. I think overdevelopment.
Overdevelopment.
Those are two big ones.
All right. Well, if you could choose maybe just one of them, which one would you say is like the most important one?
Maybe overdevelopment.
All right. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
All right. So I'm now going to read you a list of some public officials in the Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you have a, like, very favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, if you could say so. So the first one is Raquel Regalado.
I've heard of her. You want to know what my opinion?
Yes, if you have, like, a very favorable opinion on her, a somewhat favorable, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable, perhaps.
Somewhat unfavorable, all right. What about Richard Prashnick? Prashnick.
Prashnick. I really don't know him. I've heard the name, but I don't know who it is really.
All right. And what about Cindy Lerner?
Heard the name. Maybe she's from down south. I don't really have an opinion right now. I'm not too familiar with her. She's not in my area.
All right. That's okay. And you will now be asked kind of like a few short questions in the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? The first one is Daniela Levine Sava, Alexander Otuala, or Manny Sid.
Daniela Levine Sava, but I don't think she can run again.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Sava?
She's running for what?
Oh, no. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for?
I would if she were running again, yeah.
All right. So would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. Now, with the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote for? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Maybe Cindy Lerner.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably, whatever you say.
All right. So, generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? Would you say, like, part of the problem or part of the solution?
Her vote on something, which made me kind of upset. She's been there a while. I think she's part of the problem.
All right. So, on a different topic, Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. This proposal would borrow $2.5 million to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. So knowing this, would you go yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
In that case, maybe against.
All right, so would this maybe, like, would you definitely vote yes in favor, or probably vote yes in favor, or would you maybe, like, definitely vote no against, or probably vote no against?
Probably vote against.
All right. And now I'm going to read you kind of like a short series of statements about Raquel Regalado. And after hearing each statement, if you could please indicate if this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each makes no difference, you could also say so. So the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or no difference. And I can read those options again if you would need to. So the first one is, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I don't know if we can hold her responsible for all of that. What were the categories again?
All right, the categories are if by, like, the statements I just said, does this make you much more likely to want to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Maybe it makes no difference.
Makes no difference, all right. As a mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs, and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the on the autism spectrum.
Maybe somewhat more likely to vote for her.
Somewhat more likely, all right. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on it. Efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Maybe somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, all right. Currently, several Cuban Americans elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
That would make me less likely to vote for her.
All right, so would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, all right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep a neighborhood safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
Maybe makes no difference.
All right. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Maybe that's somewhat more likely to vote for her.
All right. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Maybe no difference.
All right. And Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, and linear parks for the underline and rideshare options.
No difference.
All right. And also, for the answer, it's not registered here, but the one that says, currently several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption.
I think you read that one. Did you read
that one already? I did read that one, but it says that I didn't register an answer, so would you mind me repeating your answer for that one again? Sorry for the inconvenience.
Much more likely not to vote for her.
All right, so would that be much less likely to support her?
Yeah, less likely to support her.
All right. So, again, I'm going to read you some statements, but now this time they're short and they're about Cindy Lerner. So, again, after hearing them, if this makes you much less likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely to support her, or much less likely to support her, or if it makes no difference. So the first one is, Cindy Lerner is running for a county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
No difference.
All right, no difference. And Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US-1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Much less likely to vote for her.
All right, much less likely. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Yeah, somewhat less likely.
I'm sorry about that. Somewhat less likely. All right. So, as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Somewhat less likely, I guess.
Somewhat less likely. All right. Well, my end. Yes, it's just a few more questions. We're almost about 80% done with our survey, so really the rest is just kind of statistical. So while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
Oh, no difference. I'm not sure about that one. I really don't know.
All right, that's okay. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, like corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
No, that would be more likely to vote for her.
All right. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. And now, taking into account everything that you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the options are Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner.
Who would I vote for?
Yes.
Is there a category for undecided?
Well, Yes, but then we're gonna ask you if, like, maybe which one would you lean towards then? Sorry about that. So from, like, the following options about, like, the candidates, for whom would you vote for? Would you say you would vote for Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
I really need to research these, to tell you the truth. Well, maybe Raquel Regalado, I'm not sure.
All right. So prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites,
no,
like Instagram or TikTok? All right. So that'll be no. So the following list are websites or, like, online newspapers and other places where you can get news and information about your community from. So if you could please indicate if you follow this content regularly, or you just follow this content not regularly, or you do not follow this content. So the first one is AM, Talk, or New Radio.
AM radio? No.
All right. So would that be, like, you just do not follow it, or you don't follow it regularly?
No.
All right. What about FM radio?
Occasionally.
All right. Local political blogs?
No.
Local newspapers, like the Miami Herald or Nuevo Herald?
Yes.
Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
Miami's Community News?
Yes.
And Only in Dade?
Dade.
All right, yeah, I'm Only in Dade. Would you say you follow it regularly, you don't follow it regularly, or you do not follow it regularly? All right. So now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. What was the last grade of formal education you completed?
Graduate degree, post-college graduate degree.
All right, congratulations. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it and for answering these questions.
Yes. Thank you. Now I have to go do my research.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time then. Have a good day.
Right. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.